From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, June 28th. Coming up, we'll learn about a Northern Illinois University group helping Ukrainian refugees with hearing problems. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The federal government is awarding Illinois a little more than $1 billion to start expanding broadband access to nearly 240,000 homes and businesses that don't have it. It's part of the Internet for All initiative, which is spending $42 billion on broadband expansion nationwide. The state needs to develop its own ideas for how to use the money. It can submit a plan for approval as early as this Saturday. But the money must be used to either deploy or upgrade broadband networks. As negotiations stall, the Chicago Bears CEO said on Monday night that he has to explore options outside Arlington Heights for a new stadium complex. Alex Degman reports.
Kevin Warren addressed hundreds of people at a meeting organized by a steering committee that wants the team in Arlington Heights. Demolition work continues at the former Arlington International Racecourse, but the Bears and local school districts can't agree on an annual property tax payment. The two sides are more than $3 million apart, so Warren says he's talking to other cities like Naperville and Waukegan.
Once we zero in and have a legitimate partner, we will proceed forward. And if that's in Arlington Heights, great. If it's somewhere else, that's great, too.
The team hasn't provided traffic or environmental impact studies to communities surrounding the track, but Warren says it will if they come to financial agreements. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill creating a state-based marketplace for health insurance. Currently, Illinois residents access and enroll in Affordable Care Act insurance through a federal website. The state-based exchange will go live in November 2025. Pritzker says this will protect consumers if there were a radical change in federal policy.
I'm suggesting that if Joe Biden were to lose re-election to a Republican, that people nationally would lose their health care coverage or lose their access to that federal exchange, but they won't lose access to the Illinois exchange.
Illinois will join more than a dozen other states running their own exchanges. The governor also signed a measure allowing the state to modify or reject premium rate hikes determined to be unfair for individual and small group plans. All 500 of Decatur's Dentist Lab students will learn together next year at a different school after engineers found structural problems with their original century-old buildings. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
The Decatur School Board decided yesterday to install three mobile buildings on the grounds of Garfield Learning Academy instead of the one they first approved. That allows Dennis middle schoolers to be near younger grades, as requested by parents like Nick Krim.
Mentoring between grade levels has had a big impact for my son. In his early grade school years, my son's classrooms had regular visits from older classes, helping them with projects, reading, and math.
The modular classrooms could cost up to $2 million for 1 year. The school board plans to vote on the exact amount by September. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll hear about a Northern Illinois University group helping Ukrainian refugees with hearing problems. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the fourth season of the Great Performances series, Now Hear This, celebrated violinist and conductor Scott Yu explores the secret history of some of the world's finest music. In the new season, Yu travels to Buenos Aires, Brooklyn, Granada, and Leipzig to investigate the mystery and histories of works by Schumann, Albéniz, Andy Akiho, and more. Learn how you can watch this and other great performances as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
Right now, a Northern Illinois University audiology professor is in Poland, aiding Ukrainian refugees with hearing loss, some who had their hearing damaged during Russian missile strikes. WNIJ's Peter Medlin has more on the humanitarian project called Heart of Hearing.
A 20-year-old Ukrainian girl had to flee her home with her family in the middle of the night. Before the war, she already had profound hearing loss, but in the rush to escape and survive Russian bombing, she couldn't grab her hearing aids. And for the last year, she's been mostly nonverbal and hasn't been able to communicate with her family. But in March, she and her family came to a testing center in Krakow, Poland, with NIU audiology professor Dr. King Chung and her Heart of Hearing team. The group, made up of students and faculty from several universities, including NIU and the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil, were giving hearing tests and fitting refugees with hearing aids.
When she came to us, we thought that she had intellectual disability, because when we talked to her and then she didn't respond and then didn't want us to touch her ears, and then her mom calmed her down and then we fitted the hearing aids and then she just started to cry.
The girl could finally talk to her family again. Dr. Chung says she was so excited and her mom was crying too. That girl was one of 150 Ukrainian refugees whose hearing Dr. Chung's team tested on their initial trip in November of last year, and they found significant hearing loss with nearly half of them. And many patients' hearing loss was caused by the acoustic trauma of Russia's bombings and artillery. Emily Koprud is a third-year audiology doctoral student at NIU, and she was part of the second Heart of Hearing trip this March, working at a clinic fitting people with hearing aids.
If there's like a loud bomb that goes off nearby or something along those lines, it can put a hole in your eardrum. It's called a perforation, and it can really impact your hearing depending on how large that hole is. We saw some individuals that had been so close to a blast that their eardrum was essentially gone.
Dr. Chung remembers a father and son who were caught in the bombings, and the explosions were so close that the father was thrown to the floor and fell on the side of his face.
We found that he had asymmetric hearing loss. He fell onto the right ear. So the right ear was close to the ground, so then that was shielded from the acoustic trauma. The left ear then was exposed more to the explosion.
Dr. Chung says finding almost half of the refugees with significant hearing loss was surprising. The team brought 4 hearing aids on that first trip, and they found they needed 60. That's when Dr. Chung knew they had to do something about it. She reached out to the hearing aid manufacturer ReSound, and it donated 125 rechargeable hearing aids. Northern Illinois University was also able to crowdfund almost $8,000 to buy more equipment and fund student travel so they could return to fit the hearing aids. That second trip in March is when Koprud and fellow NIU doctoral student Clara Rabb came to Poland. And the team stuffed all of their clothes into one suitcase because they were worried about the expensive, delicate equipment being damaged.
All our carry-on luggage was like filled with hearing aids and all the tools needed.
Rabb retested the patient's hearing and Koprud fitted them with hearing aids. Rabb said they had translators and just tried to go slow and make sure the patients were comfortable. They helped kids as young as 7 all the way up to a refugee over 100 years old. And to make sure the hearing aid was as fine-tuned as possible, they did real ear measures to see how the patient's ear canal naturally resonates with sound. You have to make sure nothing is ever too soft or too loud, and their high-quality hearing aids also have directional microphones and feedback reduction algorithms. They even have Bluetooth, so patients can sync up the hearing aids with a cell phone and adjust them with an app. They fit 44 Ukrainians with hearing aids in March, and Dr. Chung's group is testing another 24 on her current trip.
If you think about the people who got out of Ukraine have those kind of noise-induced trauma, then think about the people in Ukraine.
And they worry about Ukrainians with hearing loss having trouble communicating their needs or even hearing warnings or sirens. But Rab says she was blown away by the hope and resilience of the refugees. This isn't Heart of Hearing's first or last humanitarian trip, and Dr. Chung is back in Poland now, and she says she hopes to keep returning and hopefully make it into Ukraine itself. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 86 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Katie O'Connell, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.